This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Coronavirus has put a spotlight on doctors. Many risked their own health to care for COVID-19 patients. Some lost their lives. It's a grim reality of the job and hasn't stopped people from applying to medical school. But what the pandemic has done is make an already difficult career to pursue even harder. Shemaine Mills explains.
Long before they use a stethoscope or wear a white coat, prospective doctors have to get into medical school. The application process is long and complicated. Acceptance rates are generally low. Some students who want to be physicians are having second thoughts, not about the career itself, but the timing. The country remains in the grip of a pandemic, which earlier this year temporarily brought life to a near standstill. The deadly virus disrupted classes, volunteer work, and other key activities that could make a pre-med student stand out in a sea of applicants. That's what Dr. Joseph Kirchner heard when hosting an online forum for a couple thousand pre-med students across the country. Kirchner is dean of the Medical College of Wisconsin.
Heard concern in their voice, you know, heard a lot of worries, heard them express difficulties at this time with the pandemic.
So Kirchner followed up that virtual town hall with a written column directed at pre-med students.
I felt called to write back to tell them, look, we heard you, we understand that this has been hard, but here's all the reasons why you should persevere. Here's all the reasons why this is a great step for you to pursue.
Kirchner acknowledged the COVID-19 pandemic is presenting pre-med students with challenges unlike any in medical history. Despite the hurdles, he says the medical college is seeing applications hold steady or possibly increasing. 21-year-old Juan Adrian Lozama knows these hurdles all too well. He intended to take the medical college admission test this spring, but that was at the height of the pandemic. And officials didn't want hundreds of students packed into the same room spreading germs. So testing was temporarily called off, throwing the plans of Lozama and thousands of others across the country out the window.
End of April. That's what I wanted to shoot for. Not only was it full, but the beginning dates for April were canceled. So of course anything that followed that was just, you know, all full. The earliest one I could take is in June.
2 days before taking the all-important test, Lozama's grandfather died from COVID-19. The Milwaukee native was devastated but determined. He tearfully recalled how his grandfather had encouraged his dream of someday becoming a doctor.
I need to do this for him because he believed in me in China. Pursue this career.
One of the reasons Lozama wants to work in medicine is to provide better care for patients of color. The current COVID-19 crisis has affected blacks and Latinos the most, and his grandfather's death brought those sad statistics home. Lozama expected to be excited or nervous for the big test needed to get into medical school, but the family tragedy made it difficult to concentrate on what he'd studied and planned for since high school.
The exam felt indifferent. It just felt all monotonous. It didn't have feeling at all. And so I was like, oh, I don't think I did that well.
Turns out he underestimated himself. Lozama says he scored in the 75th percentile. He's applied to 3 medical schools, including the Medical College of Wisconsin. Lozama's gotten a taste of what it might be like to work in medicine by volunteering at a free health clinic in Milwaukee and how he might be uniquely qualified to help.
Sometimes we get patients that can't communicate that well in English, right? So there was one that his native language is Spanish, right? And I was able to help in that because I was working there that time. When I was able to at least translate what they were saying to him, it seemed that he felt more at ease.
Making that kind of difference for patients is part of why Lozama won't let the obstacles of the pandemic get in the way of pursuing his dream. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.